So let's begin by checking in with our posture, making sure that we're comfortable, that our spine is straight and our body is otherwise relaxed in a stable, you know, stable, comfortable way, feet flat on the floor or legs crossed on the cushion, gaze downward beyond our nose and diffuse. Eyes not moving from one thing to another, hands in a stable position, whichever mudra you choose. Shoulders are squared. The neck is straight, which usually brings the chin a tiny bit towards the Adam's apple. You know, just sort of going through all the posture points. And then making sure we're comfortable and relaxed within that posture. And then taking a moment to scan our body from the top of the head, just to bring our awareness into our embodiment, instead of being sort of isolated in our thoughts. So just noticing what our body feels like, top of the head, face and back of the head, front and back of the neck, shoulders, torso, the back, and the front, the chest, and the abdomen. Letting go of any tension, but not making a big deal of it, just tuning in. Coming down each, both arms simultaneously from the shoulders to the elbows, to the wrists, the back and front of the hands, and down to the end of each finger. Just tuning in our awareness. Then the pelvis, our seat, upon our seat, just feeling grounded on our seat. And then down both legs simultaneously from the hip joint to the knees, down to the ankles, the heels, the top of the foot, the sole of the foot, and all of the toes. And feeling grounded with our legs crossed or our feet flat on the floor, grounded and stable. Just breathe naturally for a minute. And we'll bring to mind each of the four reminders, reminding us why we're here doing this practice together. The precious human existence, we have the opportunity, which is rare. Impermanence and death, the opportunity is also impermanent, ephemeral, temporary, fragile, karma. Everything depends on how we spend our time in this life, whether it's beneficial actions that will bring us future happiness, harmful actions of body, speech, or mind that will bring us suffering, or practice that will lead us to liberation. And then finally, the suffering of samsara, that everything in samsara is permeated with suffering, whether we're aware of it in the moment or not. And the only solution is to liberate ourselves from it so that then we can liberate others as well, or help others liberate themselves. And then again, back to the breathing, just letting the breath come and go and following it with a small part of our attention, and letting the rest of our attention have free rein to go anywhere. All senses are open. Just keeping a little bit of attention on the breath coming and going. This is how we tame our mind. So within this state of restful, directed attention, We step back from the solidity of all of our thoughts and perceptions, opinions and judgments, hopes and fears, and think it might all be a dream. And let it feel as it would feel if we knew it were a dream and we knew we would wake up from it. Then turning our attention inward to just observe the mind. Is there anything there that we can define, that we can locate? What is the mind? Where is it? What color is it? And just resting in that and letting go of that conceptual framework and just letting the mind float free, rest in the essence, the basis of everything. Following no train of thought, but resting evenly in a state in which mind itself is clear and free of conceptuality. Just resting. If you find yourself getting caught up in a thought, just recognize that and gently let it go. Just letting the thoughts flow freely, coming and going. We're not hopping on board, but just watching. We're resting in the context in which those thoughts appear. And within this resting in ultimate bodhicitta, the nature of mind, we practice taking and sending alternately, synchronizing with the breath. So today we're going to rest for a moment in that sense of limitless awareness, reaching to the ends of infinite, limitless space. Really letting ourselves have a sense of that. And then focusing without conceptuality, but just becoming aware that that vast, limitless space is inhabited by countless sentient beings, each of whom has been our mother, each of whom has been in a nurturing relationship with us, and each of whom is experiencing some kind of suffering, from trivial dissatisfaction to extreme pain. And letting ourselves feel empathy and compassion for all of those beings. And if any particular beings come to mind, we include them specifically, but always within the framework of the infinity of beings. Just letting ourselves develop a heartfelt wish for these beings all to be happy and to be completely freed from whatever suffering they have, and to become fully awakened. And knowing that we can, in some sense, remove their suffering and take it upon ourselves, we breathe that in, the specific suffering of each sentient being, even though we don't know what it is. Breathing it in, letting it dissolve in our heart center. Breathing out well-being, happiness, peace, relaxation, health, prosperity, contentment, awakening, and continuing the cycle of breath and visualization for a minute or two. letting individual sentient beings appear to us as they may, and including them, and also making this aspiration and doing this practice for all sentient beings who fill all space in all directions. And again, if thoughts arise or if you lose track of the visualization and the aspiration, just gently bring yourself back. So this is a blend of ultimate bodhicitta, that vast, limitless awareness without fixation on any one thing, and relative bodhicitta, love and compassion for all beings. Including anyone we know who has died recently. Anyone in our past who has we've been connected to and who has passed away. Each of us in cyberspace, meeting in cyberspace. And we take a moment to think that all sentient beings are now completely freed from suffering through this practice of ours, completely awakened. We're all Buddha now, and we'll just rest in that for a moment. Experiencing the world from the perspective of complete awakening. And now letting go of all visualization and all conceptuality, and resting again in vast, open, limitless awareness, open to all the senses, not fixating on any perception, any sound or sight or smell or taste or tactile sensation or thought. Just free-floating awareness. And now we'll come back to our ordinary awareness, receptive to whatever we're going to study and contemplate today.